The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The New Covenant. Does it abolish God's law? What did Paul mean by Christ is the end of the law? In Romans chapter 10, verse 4, Paul's words are translated, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Regrettably, most translators render the Greek word telos simply as end, instead of giving Paul's intended meaning of that word in this context. Reasoning incorrectly that faith makes the law void, they have adopted an illogical assumption that Paul plainly rejected in chapter 3, verse 31. This passage reads, "Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law." To discover the proper translation of a word that can be used in more than one way, its context has to be understood correctly before any effort is made to determine the right nuance of meaning that the author intended. Here is a simple example. One might ask a college student, "To what end are you attending college?" The word "end" in that context would refer to the objective or goal the student has in mind. Receiving a degree would be only the end result of his college years of learning, not the end to his ability or desire to learn. The Greek word telos, translated end in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, can convey variations in meaning, including, according to Vines, the aim or purpose of a thing. This is very clear in the New King James Version's rendering of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 5, where telos is properly translated as purpose in the clause, "The purpose of the commandment is love." In this same verse, the New Revised Standard Version translates telos as aim, and the New International Version renders it as goal. Paul uses telos in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, to convey that the objective or goal of the law, the aim or purpose of it, is to point us to the mind and character of Jesus Christ. See Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, and Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, is a perfect replica of what God's law teaches. Pointing us to His character and work is the aim of the law. Rendering of telos as end in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, distorts Paul's intended meaning, something Peter forcefully warns us not to do in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 16.
Thanks for listening to What Did Paul Mean by Christ is the End of the Law? In the booklet, The New Covenant, Does It Abolish God's Law? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.